Well, it's not just science that we get from a sequence of DNA, but we can also use it to generate music. Have a listen to this. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, we've got Stefan Zielinski with us. He created this music using the sequence of amino acids in a protein in the swine flu virus called hemagglutinin, and that's the one that causes red blood cells to collect together. So, Stefan, why make music from a virus that might trigger the next big pandemic?
Well, you know, I was just sitting around feeding my dancing bat some high lithium tap water, and a buddy of mine from the Mayo Clinic sent out the sequence that they had just come up with for this particular variation of hemagglutinin. And I was wondering if I could translate it in a sign that I would have an easier time understanding and maybe hear the functional groups. You know, if I could translate it into music, then perhaps a symphony has movements. I was hoping that I could hear a division within the music between the functional groups. And I couldn't, but maybe other people can.
So tell us, how did you go about making this piece of music?
Well, I'm going to cheat and answer a closely related question, which is, when you listen to the music, what parts of what you're hearing came from me and what parts really came from the virus? Viruses obviously don't share a lot of characteristics with music. They don't have a key, they don't have a time signature, and they don't have orchestration. So all of that stuff is things that I came up with and, you know, put into the piece itself. What really came from the virus in all of this is the melody. Now, proteins are made out of 20 amino acids in life as we know it, and these 20 amino acids come in various classifications. You know, a specific amino acid might be hydrophobic, or it might not be. It might be aliphatic, it might be aromatic. What I did was I took the amino acids and divided them up by chemical category and assigned each category to an instrument. So, for instance, the piano got 9 of the amino acids. From there, I sorted them by van der Waal volume, which is approximately how big the amino acid, how much space it takes up. And then by analogy to basic acoustics, I assigned the large ones to relatively low notes and the small ones to relatively high notes. So when you listen to the music, the interplay between the various instruments and the specific melody that's picked out, that's all come from the virus.
Excellent. Well, we're certainly enjoying listening to it, and it's quite a new experience for us here. So thanks, Stefan. That was Stefan Zielinski, and he's taken the sequence of amino acids in the swine flu virus and used it to sequence some music. You can find out more about him online at stefan-zielinski.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.